I'm Barbara Bradley Haggerty in Washington. The response to the Massachusetts decision came instantly. Conservatives called it judicial tyranny. Gay rights groups were euphoric. Some, like Empire State Pride Agenda, said it's time to make gay marriage legal in New York as well. In fact, says Evan Wolfson of the gay rights group Freedom to Marry, New Yorkers or anyone else may not have to wait that long for their gay marriages to be recognized in other states. He says if you're married in one state, you're married.
You shouldn't have to worry about whether you're still married when you cross the George Washington Bridge from New York to New Jersey. You're married. It's one country, not 50 separate kingdoms, and that's just common sense. That common sense is also reflected in the general principle of law.
Namely, that one state must recognize a marriage approved in another. Matt Daniels, the head of the conservative Alliance for Marriage, expects to see gay couples trekking to Massachusetts to be married, then demanding that their states recognize their marriages. And he expects them to make an equal treatment argument that couples in Massachusetts should be treated no better than couples in other states.
Because they have upped the ante, as it were, to the level of the Constitution itself, only a constitutional response will allow the American people to protect for their children and grandchildren a common sense understanding of marriage as a union of male and female.
The only response, he says, is to amend the U.S. Constitution. To that end, religious conservatives are mobilizing from Capitol Hill to the pulpits of Louisiana. Billy McCormick is on the board of the Christian Coalition and pastor of a Southern Baptist church in Shreveport. He's thought about what he'll tell the congregation on Sunday.
I will say to them that it is deplorable that a handful of radical leftist judges are bent upon distorting and destroying 5,000 years of traditional marriage between men and women.
And many will agree with him. According to a poll by Pew Research Center released yesterday, 59% of Americans oppose gay marriage. For evangelicals, President Bush's base, that figure is 80%. Indeed, the president said yesterday that he will work with Congress to, quote, do what is legally necessary to defend the sanctity of marriage. Now religious conservative groups are sending droves of lobbyists to Capitol Hill. They're emailing alerts to millions of members and telling listeners to Christian radio to take the issue seriously.
I'm Tony Perkins for Washington Watch. There is a debate currently underway within the Republican Party whether or not to make marriage a major issue in the 2004 elections.
In this commentary, which will air on 300 Christian radio stations today, Tony Perkins, the head of the Family Research Council, says they're asking senators and congressmen to sign a pledge to support a constitutional amendment. Then the FRC will distribute the information to evangelicals.
We're not intervening, per se, into individual elections, but we're simply letting the public know where elected officials and those who want to be elected officials, where they stand on the issue of marriage.
Of course, gay rights groups have their own teams of lobbyists, their own ad campaigns, and their own grassroots efforts to persuade the public. Winnie Stackelberg, political director of the Human Rights Campaign, says they, too, are applying pressure.
What we are doing is asking our 500,000-plus members to write their senators and federal representatives, as well as their state representatives, urging them to oppose constitutional efforts, to oppose anti-gay marriage laws at whatever level. And we're getting quite a good response.
Conservatives say that 37 states have already passed laws defining marriage as between a man and a woman, suggesting it wouldn't be hard to get 38 for a constitutional amendment. But gay rights advocates say before that motion can ever be taken to the states, they will kill the amendment in the House or Senate. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.